Men cluster to me like moths around a flame. And if their wings burn, I know I'm not to blame. Falling in love again, never wanted to. What am I to do? Can't help it. Can't help it.
I'm so glad you could come.
Fine. Now, what's the message from the underground? Let me get out of here.
You hated my act.
No, I didn't hate it. This place looks like they're holding a Gestapo convention.
All the other men are crazy about my act.
Lily, I wouldn't risk my life to see Gypsy Rose Lee.
Where's she playing?
At a burlesque house in New Jersey.
If that's the kind of girls you want to see, then why don't you go down the street to the Can-Can Club?
Lily, haven't you forgotten something?
What?
Message from the underground?
The Gestapo is going to get a list with the names of all of our underground people, including you and your men.
How are they going to do it?
It is to be delivered to Major Hochstetter by a traitor in the underground. He's a double agent.
When?
I do not know. I'm to receive more information later. You better go now.
What? Miss your next show?
You do not have to stay for me, Colonel.
Lily, I'd lied to you.
You did.
I would risk my life for Gypsy Rose Lee.
Would you like me to sing something special for you?
Yeah, but I am afraid I won't be able to stay.
Has been making a play for me every night.
You're kidding.
He has the finesse of an octopus with a monocle.
Yeah, well, good luck. I'll see you later.
Guess who?
Count Dracula.
Colonel Klink.
Well, I was close.
Anybody talk to Colonel Hogan when he came back last night?
No. He came back awfully late.
If you had a rendezvous with Lily Frankel, would you come back early?
I wouldn't come back at all.
Once, I'd like to meet a woman in the underground who looks like Lily Frankel.
The last underground woman I met looked like she could play tackle for the Chicago Bears.
Who was that?
That agent from Holland.
She did play tackle for the Chicago Bears. That was Dutch Kronberg.
Oh. Well, I guess I may as well take her name out of my little black book.
Hi, fellas.
Good morning, Colonel. How was it last night?
Just another death-defying adventure.
What did Lily Frankel have to tell you, Colonel?
Afraid I got bad news for you.
She's married?
No, not that bad. It's just the Gestapo's about to wipe out our whole operation.
You're kidding.
How'd they find out?
They haven't yet. But a double agent's going to deliver a list of all the underground people to Major Hochstetter. And our names are at the top of the list.
What are we going to do?
I suggest we plan a mass escape.
Right.
What? Leave all this?
Colonel Hogan.
Schultz, haven't you ever learned to knock?
I'm sorry, but I have very bad news for you boys.
It's all right, Schultz. Been a day of bad news.
What is it, Schultz?
All you boys have to leave.
We know that. What else is new?
Pardon. What do you mean, Schultz?
The prisoners of Barracks 2 have to double up with the prisoners of Barracks 5.
Hey, hold on, Schultz.
Those are my orders.
They bringing in new prisoners, Schultz?
No, but the Gestapo is rounding up all the underground agents.
We are not going to give up our barracks for civilians.
Yeah, he's right. Put those draft dodgers someplace else.
I have a word with Klink.
You have to wait until he wakes up.
He's still asleep at 11 o'clock?
When you dance the night away with Lily Frankel, you need all the rest you can get.
I don't have to answer to you, Hogan. Dismissed.
If you weren't the playboy of the Western world, the Gestapo wouldn't be pushing you around.
Look, Hogan, I just got a call from General Burkhalter. Already I'm in hot water.
Why don't you put your feet in it? You must be pretty tired from all that dancing.
Oh, please, Hogan, don't make jokes with me. I've got General Burkhalter on one side, Major Hochstetter on the other side, and I'm right in the middle.
Doing the Peabody with Lily Frankel.
Clink, have you ordered the prisoners out of barracks, too?
We were just discussing that, Major.
What are you doing discussing Gestapo orders with a prisoner?
I was not discussing it with Colonel Hogan at all.
Actually, the conversation had just gotten around to Colonel Clink's dancing. Do you do the Peabody, Major?
The Peabody?
Yes, Miss Hogan.
Get him to tell you about Lily Frankel.
What about Lily Frankel?
You mean you haven't told Major Hochstetter?
Hogan, dismissed!
Please.
Hogan, where are you going?
I've been dismissed.
By him, not me.
Believe me, Major, there's nothing to tell. I have spent a couple of evenings with the lovely, charming, and talented Lily Franco.
Who happens to be in love with Colonel Clink.
Hogan, you're going too far. Let's just say that she has a mad crush on me.
She does?
Which is strange, because the rumor is she goes for Gestapo men.
She does, huh?
Every year she sends Himmler a valentine.
Hogan, please.
Clink, you and I have an engagement tonight with the lovely, charming, and talented Lily Frank. See you at 7, yeah?
At 7.
Hi, Lily. Hitler.
Hogan, why do you hate me?
Hate you, Colonel?
It's not enough that I'm caught in the middle between Burkhalter and Hochstetter, but now you're destroying my personal life.
I wouldn't worry about it.
Hogan, you don't understand. The lovely, charming, and talented Lily Frankel and I are on the verge of a relationship.
Hochstetter's no match for you when it comes to romance.
You know, you're right. I keep forgetting how attractive I am to women. Yeah.
Kinch, you, Carter, and Newkirk will use the tunnel under Barracks 5 for your escape.
Gotcha.
LeBeau, you and I will go out through the tunnel under Barracks 9.
Good.
Here you are, sir. We got enough dynamite here to blow up the ruddy camp.
Yeah, and I know just where to place the stuff.
Don't tempt me.
I would love to put one stick of dynamite on the Clink squatters.
Not there. He and Hochstetter are in town dancing their feet off with Lily Frankel.
We'd better work fast before they get back.
You're right. All right, Newkirk, you and Kinch start wiring the dynamite. Carter starts the timers. LeBeau, watch the window.
Right.
There you go.
Soldiers coming!
All right, put them away. What are you doing?
It's the last place anyone would look for dynamite.
Hi, Schultz. Making a bed check, we're all here.
I just wanted to be sociable.
Just because you're a social democrat, you don't have to be social.
Cigar, Colonel Hogan?
Oh, congratulations, Schultz. I didn't know your wife was expecting.
Expecting? I borrowed them from Commandant Klink's office. He and Major Hochstetter are in town dancing.
You'll get arrested for that, even in Germany.
Not with each other. With Fräulein Lily Frankel.
Who's minding the store?
The SS troopers.
SS troopers?
Yeah. They're taking over from our guards. See for yourself.
He's right. SS men on the gate.
Well, you're also up in the guard tower.
And a standing guard outside the fence near Barrack 5.
And having a meeting at Barracks 9.
Schultz, Clink can't let the Gestapo take over this camp.
There's nothing you can do about it.
Well, I'm going to go see the general.
Schultz!
What's the matter? I wanted to throw the match into the snow.
That's the one place you can't put it.
But it's freezing cold in here.
We've got to keep it cool in here. LeBeau's making icebox cookies.
Icebox cookies? Are they good?
They're dynamite. Come back in an hour. We'll have coffee and cookies, huh?
I'm going to have icebox cookies.
Yeah, thanks for the cigar, Schultz.
Well, we can forget about going out through the tunnels.
What's wrong with trying to overpower the SS guards of defense?
I don't know about you, but their cannons and machine guns always take the fun out of it for me.
It was such a good plan.
It's all Klink's fault. If he wasn't in town dancing every night, the Gestapo couldn't take over.
Isn't it marvelous? Every officer in Germany wants to be Erich von Stroheim, and we wind up with Fred Astaire.
Colonel Hogan.
Is Lester Lightfoot in?
Yeah.
Is he in a good mood?
Does that answer your question?
Must have had a big night in the dance floor.
I think he's having taps put on his boots.
Come in.
Got a minute, Colonel?
For you, Hogan, anytime.
You certainly seem on top of the world this morning.
Oh, yes, and I owe it all to you.
Me, sir?
Oh, if it weren't for you, Major Hochstetter would never have gone with me to see Lily Franco.
I take it he wasn't any competition.
Competition? She couldn't keep her hands off me.
It's nice to know you haven't lost the old magic, sir.
Oh, you should have been there. I danced every dance with her while Major Hochstetter was sitting there with sauerbraten on his face.
You could have asked Lily to dance with him at least once.
Hogan, you don't understand. The man can't dance.
You're kidding.
Confidentially, I've never seen a Gestapo man that could. Oh, they're great goose steppers, but nothing on the dance floor.
How's Hochstetter taking all this?
He is consumed with jealousy.
Is that why he took over your camp with his guards?
Oh, only temporarily. Hogan, have a cigar.
Oh, thanks, sir. I suppose you have another date with her tonight, huh?
Would Fred miss a night with Ginger?
Sometimes it's smart not to see him every night. Keeps him guessing.
Other men can play that game. I can't.
Why not?
The last time I missed a date with a woman, it took two policemen and a priest to talk her out of jumping.
I thought I heard a dog truck coming.
You did. Here it comes now.
You sure you don't want me to come with you, Colonel?
It's better if only one of us goes.
Go on, Heidi. Heidi, please, go. Go.
Heidi.
Bad. Keep a bone burning in the window for me.
You took a chance, Colonel Hogan. The place is swarming with Gestapo and SS men.
I know, but we gotta have more information about this double agent.
He is coming here tomorrow night to meet Hochstetter.
Does he know him?
No, he's expecting me to point him out.
You've got to act fast, Lily. Call Hochstetter. Tell him you want to go dancing with him tomorrow night.
But he cannot dance.
I know that. For you, he'll learn.
How is that going to help?
While he's taking six lessons from Madame Lagrange for his date with you, I'll be meeting the agent.
What about Klink?
Break the date. Tell him you've got to be with Hochstetter.
I do not know what's worse. An evening with a man learning to dance, or one with a man who will never learn to dance.
He's not dazzling you with his footwork?
Just pray that Germany falls before my arches.
Lily, I promise you, this is your last dangerous assignment. From now on, simple things, like blowing up bridges, derailing trains.
I'm not complaining. It's just that I prefer dancing with someone I am attracted to.
Anyone I know?
Yes. He's someone very close to you. What's this?
What's what?
A blonde hair.
It must be from Heidi.
You go from one girl to the next.
Oh, you'd like Heidi.
I'm sure I would.
Oh, yeah, she's got big, beautiful brown eyes, cute little nose, great legs. All four of them.
I am not interested. All four of them?
Mm-hmm. And she likes bones.
Get out of here.
Good luck.
May I speak with Major Hochstetter, please, at Gestapo headquarters?
Colonel Plink, may I see you a minute, please?
Hogan, we are on an inspection tour.
We'll just take a second, Major. May we borrow your phonograph, sir?
Why would you want to borrow my phonograph?
Plink, how can you discuss this nonsense when we have important work to do?
Madame Lagrange is giving dance lessons in the barracks. She needs some music.
Madame Lagrange? You have a lady in your barracks?
Actually, Le Beau was Madame Lagrange before the war. Had a string of dance schools across France.
Really?
You know, walk in, dance out.
Of course you can have my phonograph. Always happy to have others share the joy of dancing. It's a pity you haven't mastered the art, Major.
After you, Colonel.
Arrest Corporal Le Beau in Barracks 2 for interrogation and bring him to the cooler immediately.
Come for Le Beau?
He's sitting in the cooler right now.
Good. The Gestapo just picked up the phonograph from me.
The plan's working. Beautiful.
Yep. I gotta get back to Clink.
Colonel, are you sure Hochstetter's gonna get Le Beau to teach him to dance?
Carter, I've never been as sure of anything in my life.
Well, I wish I was that confident.
You would be if you saw Lily Franco.
Jen.
Wait outside.
You're wasting your time, Major Hochstetter. You're not going to get anything out of me.
I haven't asked you anything yet.
All you're going to get is my name, rank, and serial number.
And a dancing lesson.
A dancing lesson?
And if you ever tell anyone, I will have you kept in this cooler for a year.
Under the Geneva Convention, I don't have to teach you to dance.
Take your choice, huh? Waltz, Foxtrot, or shot as an escaping prisoner.
Foxtrot.
Wise choice.
We can't dance to this one.
Why not?
It's a long way to Tipperary. It's not only the wrong tempo, it's the wrong war.
See you in a minute, Colonel.
Dismissed, Hogan.
Very important, sir.
Look, I cannot be bothered with your trivialities.
Did you know that Hochstetter arrested Le Beau and is holding him prisoner?
We're all prisoners.
You too, sir?
I'm a prisoner of love.
Oh, how long are you in for?
Let's not make light of it. Lily Franco called me and broke a date with me for Hochstetter.
Well, is that as important as the fact that he's interrogating one of your prisoners?
Surely you're jesting.
What does General Burkholder have to say about this?
You don't think I would tell General Burkholder about Lily Franco?
I mean about Hochstetter taking over your camp.
Hogan, I'm not going to have General Burkholder involved in this.
You're right. Knowing how the General hates the Gestapo, he'll probably come here and throw Hochstetter in the cooler and ruin his evening.
Hogan, don't tell me what you think General Burkholder will say. He does hate the Gestapo, doesn't he?
Way Le Beau would be out, and you'd be in town dancing your way into Lily's heart.
Get me General Burkholder.
Ah, General Burkholder, how very good to see you.
Clink! Why are the SS guards around the camp?
Well, you see, Major Hochstetter insists.
Major Hochstetter! Who gives the orders here? He or you?
I give the orders here, sir. With minor exceptions.
Clink! I want you to replace the Gestapo guards with your own guards immediately.
Yes, sir, right away.
Good. Yes, sir, Commandant.
See to it that all the Gestapo guards are replaced by our guards immediately.
Jawohl, Herr Commandant. May I say so, Herr Commandant? I'm glad that Major Hochstetter is not pushing you around anymore.
You may not say so.
Jawohl, Herr Commandant.
Nice to see you again, General.
I wish I could say the same, Hogan. I won't talk to you in your office, Clink.
Major Hochstetter still hasn't released Le Beau, sir.
Major Hochstetter has one of your prisoners?
That's right, General. He's got Le Beau in the cooler right now. Who knows what kind of torture he's giving him?
I am sorry, Le Beau. I did not mean this.
All right, all right. Let's try it again. This time you lead. Now, you hold this hand, and you put your other hand on my hip.
Must I put my hand on your hip?
If you think I'm going to dance cheek to cheek with you, you're crazy.
All right. All right.
Now,
You start with your left foot.
Yes.
Left, right! Right, left, right.
How am I doing, you boy, huh?
Not too bad.
I can hardly wait to see the look on Clink's face when he sees me dancing with Lily.
May I cut in?
The next dance will be yours, General.
General!
Charles, release this man from the cooler. Arrest Major Hochstetter. On what charge? Dancing with a prisoner, Major.
I think you're in trouble, Fred. Hochstetter looked pretty good.
This is to inform you that Major Wolfgang Hochstetter is under house arrest at Stalag 13. Now, we are aware that there is nothing in the regulations that specifically covers this case, with the exception of Article 2B, Section 3, Paragraph 2, dancing with another officer.
Clint, you've got to be more specific. You know Berlin wants every detail in a report.
You're quite right, General Burkhalter, quite right. Place of dancing, the cooler. Name of song, Melancholy Baby. General, do you remember who was leading?
I think it was LeBeau.
Didn't Major Hochstetter have his hand on LeBeau's hip?
You're right, Clink. LeBeau was following.
Sit down. Major Hochstetter was leading. And quite badly, I might add.
Headquarters is not interested in your opinion.
Yes, sir. Strike the last. You may go, Frau Hilda.
Ja, Herr Dominant.
And now, General Burkhalter, if you will excuse me.
Where are you going, Clink?
I have a marvelous evening in town planned.
Forget it.
But, General Burkhalter, I have an engagement with a beautiful Fräulein.
Which would you prefer, Clink? An engagement with a beautiful Fräulein or a chess game with a general who can transfer you to the Russian front?
White for you, sir.
Poverty may come to me. That's true. But what care I? Say I'll get by as long as I have you.
How did you like my number?
I think our friend just arrived.
You hated it.
I loved it.
Do you really mean it?
I swear on a stack of Jeanette McDonald records.
Excuse me, Fräulein, but have you seen Major Hochstetter this evening?
Would you like a beer?
No, thank you. I must be leaving this place as soon as possible.
We've arranged for the Gestapo to protect you.
Good. Good. Auf Wiedersehen.
Wiedersehen. Miss Frankel, would you care to dance?
I would love to. This may be our last dance. I'm to leave for England in an hour. You dance beautifully, Colonel.
Why not? Took six lessons from Madame Lagrange.